Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Hey. David is wrapping up his speech of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the promise of an eternal throne and the Jewish people's eternal existence. Ve'ata Hashem Elokim, and now Hashem the Lord, not just Elokeinu, but Elokim, the Lord over everything. Hadavo Asher Dibarta Al Avdecha V'Al Beiso Hakeim Ad Olam. These words that you spoke regarding your servant and his house, establish it forever. Vase kasher dibarto, and do as you have spoken. And of course, not just David, but Klal Yisrael, because he's linking the two. Chavav, v'yigdal shimcha ad olam leimor, Hashem tzvakos Elokim al Yisrael. And then, with this, your name will be great forever, saying, God Almighty, Hashem Elokim, is Lord over Yisrael. So not just Beis David will be glorified through this eternal stretch, but all of Klal Yisrael will be glorified. Uveis Avdecha David yiyeh nachon lefanecha. But the two are inextricably linked, and the house of your servant David will be secured before you. So David is reiterating again, now that you made me king, even though I was unworthy, please don't take it away. Keep it eternal. And keep your connection to Klal Yisrael eternal. So, these promises are on behalf of the entire nation. And do what you have said, as in, Ani Eyelo La'av V'hu Yeli Levain, what you have promised for Shlomo. He's not doubting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do what he's said. He's begging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to fulfill that. Chav Zayin, Ki Ata Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, because you, God Almighty, the Lord of Israel, Galisa Es Ozen Avdecha Leimor, Bayis Evnelach, have revealed it to the ear of your servant, saying, I will build a house for you. The kingdom of Malchus Beis David. Al kein matza avdecha es libo lehespalel elecha es hatfilah hazos. And that's why your servant found it in his heart to daven this tefillah to you. So again, he's continuing to beg that it should come true the way Hashem said it would come true. He is asserting that he feels unworthy not just to be king, but even to be speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this manner. So he's begging that everything be fulfilled. Let me be worthy of my mission. And showing his belief in the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chav Ches V'Ata Hashem Elokim Ata Hu Hu Elokim. And now, not now, I mean I already knew, but now, O Lord God, you are the Lord. Ata Hu Hu Elokim. The simplest declaration of faith that we make at the end of Yom Kippur, Hashem Hu Hu Elokim. It doesn't get much more direct than that. Udvarecha Yiyu Emes. And your words will come true. So this is showing complete certitude in the promise. Vatidaber El Avdecha Esatovo Hazos. As you have promised your servant this good. So it was Hashem himself who said that I'm revealing it to your ear. So David is not being arrogant. David is not acting as if he's worthy of everything. He's constantly asserting his own unworthiness. So please may it come true. Don't let anybody think that I am trying to establish my Malchus instead of the Malchus, the old Malchus Shamayim. My desire and request is that your kingdom be glorified, and that my kingdom be part of that. And if you think about in the ancient world how many kingdoms, particularly in Mesopotamia and the Middle East, claimed the divine right of kings, Europe as well, saying that they were in place of the Malchus Shamayim. This is a very important statement by David HaMelech to understand the true hierarchy and to understand that Beis David should be righteous and always remember their place. It might be above the rest of the people, but is very definitively below that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the final pasuk, Ve'ata, pasuk Chavtes, Ve'ata ho'el uvareches Beis Avdecha lihiyos la'olam lefanecha. And now, so may it be your will, Bless the house of your servant that it will be before you forever. Ki ata Hashem Elokim dibarta, because you, Lord God, have spoken. Umi birchascha yevorach beis avdecha leolam. And from your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. So, Hashem had promised, back in Pasuk Yud Beis, V'haki mosia zaracho acharecho asher yetze mimeyecho, I'll uphold your seed, I'll establish your seed after you. And David is davening not just for prosperity, but also that his offspring be faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you have spoken is an indication that David knows for certain that it's going to happen. Because the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not be fulfilled. Hashem is the manhig ha'olam, and everything happens because of the will of Hashem. And David has said a tefillah for the ages that has echoed in our tefillos, Yerushalayim Ircha, David Malchus Beis David Adchol Socha Tachin, to this day. And in Divrei Hayamim, the same psukim are given but also amplified with more detail, as Ezra HaSofer highlighted the contents of the tefillah a little bit further than it was here in Malachim, which happens frequently, as we've been discussing since we started Shmuel Beis, and we'll do again when we get to Sefer Malachim. In the meantime, this is the end of David's prayer, and now David is going to begin more military campaigns to subdue everybody around Eretz Yisrael, and he is going to do so in a way that Klal Yisrael had rarely and perhaps never had so much success before, as we will see.